when a tower climber from Renton attached his safety harness to a poorly installed part of a cell phone tower last year, he paid the ultimate price. Saturday marked 1 year since Mike Ronge fell to his death at the age of 32. But the various telecommunication firms connected with that tower have paid next to nothing. Reporter John Ryan brings us part one of this KUOW investigation.
On January 4th last year, three men employed by three different companies gathered at the base of a cell phone tower in Mount Vernon. After doing a safety check, Mike Ronge hooked his full-body harness up to the tower. He started climbing. His job was to replace some malfunctioning electronics that were part of the Clearwire wireless network. About 90 feet off the ground, he clipped his safety line onto a thick steel chain wrapped tight around the tower. Together with a heavy steel bracket called a chain mount, the chain holds antennas and other electronic equipment onto the tower. The chain mount pulled apart, and Ronge fell. His foreman witnessed the fall. Mount Vernon police interviewed Brian Mudwilder the same day.
I was in shock. My first thought was, there's no way this is actually happening, because I just saw my friend and coworker falling.
Ronge had been tower climbing for 4 years. His family says he just loved the work. Mudwilder told police Ronge had done everything right on that climb.
He's always safety conscious. That's one of the hardest things for me to understand, what the hell happened, because he's not the gung-ho, nothing bad will ever happen to me kind of mentality at all. He's safe. He's been through all the training.
A year later, what happened is pretty clear. Somebody had installed that chain mount upside down. That allowed the chain to pop out once the climber put his weight on it. Who's responsible is not so clear. As cell phones have become indispensable to most Americans, cell phone towers have become a fixture of the American landscape. 100,000 cell towers are sprinkled across the U.S. Each tower usually has a slew of companies behind it. Household names like Sprint or AT&T are at the top of the food chain. They outsource the work of building, operating, and upgrading equipment to various contractors and subcontractors. At least seven companies had some role in the tower that Mike Ronge fell from. None of them has accepted responsibility for that upside-down installation. Three of the seven either declined or did not respond to interview requests. John Taylor did agree to an interview. He's a spokesman for Sprint and its subsidiary, Clearwire.
This particular cell site is not owned by Sprint. It is not managed by Sprint. The employees involved were not employees of Sprint.
But they were contractors of contractors for Clearwire.
That's correct.
So as the kind of contract holder at the top of the chain, if you will, does Sprint have any responsibility for any equipment that might have been installed improperly?
Our core business is not climbing cell phone towers or servicing cell sites. That is why we contract that work out. It's something that our contractors and subcontractors would be responsible for.
The Department of Labor and Industries has cited one of those subcontractors, the one that was Ronge's employer, for not following its written safety plan. WS Consulting and Construction is appealing that $450 fine. The state has not penalized any other firms involved in that Mount Vernon tower. LNI spokeswoman Elaine Fisher declined to be interviewed. In an email, she said that any company that creates a hazard on a job site can be cited for worker safety violations. She said the subcontractor that installed the mount upside down was long out of business. But the former owner of that firm, Pacific Coast Tower in Granite Falls, told KUOW they never installed any mounts on that tower. Falls are the leading cause of death for all kinds of construction workers, and they make working on cell towers one of the nation's most dangerous jobs. ProPublica reports that tower climbers fall about 10 times as often as other types of construction workers. Tomorrow, we'll explore one reason that rate may be so high. Safety regulations for the rapidly changing telecom industry are essentially unchanged since 1975. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
Yesterday, we brought you the story of the first of those 12 fatalities, a climber in Mount Vernon who fell 90 feet from a tower used by Clearwire. He fell when a part of the tower that another company had installed upside down came apart. Today, KUOW's John Ryan looks at ongoing efforts to hold businesses responsible for that man's death.
Last winter, after sewage spilled into a creek in Bothell, the state fined King County $22,000.
When a Snohomish County company hauled waste to the wrong place, the county fined the firm nearly $1 million. But after tower climber Mike Ronji died last January, the Washington Department of Labor and Industries hit his employer with a fine of $450.
$450 does seem very, very low in the relative scheme.
Rick Gleason is a former state safety inspector. Now he teaches workplace safety at the University of Washington. Gleason says the goal of the penalties isn't to raise revenue. The maximum fine for a serious workplace safety violation is $7,000. By law, fines must be reduced for five different factors, including if the employer is a small business. So the average workplace safety penalty in Washington is
about the $600 or $700 range. We're really a state of small employers, so 90% of all the employers in Washington have 10 or less employees. So they all get a large break.
The penalty revenue goes into a fund for widows and orphans of workers who die on the job. Ronji fell shortly after he clipped his safety line onto a heavy chain wrapped around the tower pole. A large steel bracket called a chain mount held that chain in place. That chain mount had been installed upside down about 6 years before. Ronji's employer has appealed its penalty. Its attorney said neither the firm nor a climber could have known that the mount was upside down, since it was out of sight on the opposite side of the pole from where Ronji was climbing. Businesses that build steel-framed buildings or work on roofs are covered by detailed sets of safety regulations to keep workers from falling. Businesses that build cell phone towers aren't covered.
That's an industry that's not very particularly regulated.
The cell tower industry has detailed guidelines for climber safety, but tower climbing regulations have gone largely unchanged since 1975. The Department of Labor and Industries says tower worker safety has been compromised as a result. In 2009, LNI proposed updating those safety rules, but that effort stalled when Governor Chris Gregoire issued a moratorium on new regulations. Last summer, LNI restarted the long process of updating those regulations. For all kinds of construction workers, falls are the leading cause of death. ProPublica reports that tower climbers fall about 10 times as often as other construction workers.
The only thing I can say is you never expect to lose one of your children before yourself.
Kathy Ronji is Mike Ronji's mother.
This has been a horrific situation that we're all struggling with, and hopefully it never happens again.
The family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against several companies associated with the Mount Vernon Tower. Through their lawyers, the companies say the unsafe conditions on the tower weren't their fault, and they say Mike Ronji should have recognized the tower was unsafe. Ronji grew up on the suburban fringe of King County. He had country style, including a fondness for cowboy hats and fishing and hunting. After working various construction jobs, he followed his brother John's footsteps and became a tower climber. Both brothers worked for WS Consulting when the accident happened. John still does.
Tallest one I've ever climbed was 750 feet.
That was his mother gasping.
I worry about John every day.
That's even though John now does more managing and less climbing than he used to. He assigned his brother to work on the Mount Vernon Tower the day he died. John Ronji says climbing isn't that dangerous if it's done right. He says for well-trained workers like his brother, the job is fun and the views are hard to beat.
I mean, this was the best job he's ever had. I mean, he absolutely loved it.
John Ronji says there can be a lot of pressure to get jobs done quickly and that most cell tower accidents are due to climber error, not mechanical failures. After his brother's accident, he says WS Consulting won't let its climbers climb on a tower that has a chain mount.
It's obviously too easy for an accident to happen on those mounts. I don't trust them now. I don't trust other people's craftsmanship. It's whether other people trust them, that's other companies, that's up to them.
Now on towers with chain mounts, his company's employees get a ride up in the bucket of a lift truck instead of taking the risk of climbing. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.